I am running for the nomination for Lieutenant Governor of our great state. Yay! Thank you. I believe that I am bringing some things to the table that are unique. I have experience, 13 years in the state legislature. 13 years. I know the ins and outs of the Senate. That's the primary job that you do as a state lieutenant governor. You run the Senate. I know the rules. I know the movidas. I know where everything goes on. I know it. Been there and done it. I don't need on-the-job training. I walk in day one and I can help the governor. We take care of business and we begin to move the state forward. I have integrity. Integrity, yes. Everything I have is above board. If anybody wants to look at my my tax returns, you're glad to look at it. I am not on the rich side. I do not do that. I am not that type of a person. I work hard on behalf of the state. I work on behalf of my people, which is those of us who are gathered here today, but mostly on behalf of the children. This is what my job is about, and this is the job of the lieutenant governors, to continue working on behalf of our children. So when you talk about ethics, I have them. I have ethics, and my committee reports will show you what we do and what we will continue to work on. Either as we go back into session this year, we have some tough issues, as Representative Saavedra did mention, but also as we continue to work forward on a budget for a new administration, I will continue to be an ethical leader for our state. As I travel the state of New Mexico, I'm having a wonderful opportunity to be invited into people's homes. That is the greatest honor that anyone could be afforded, to be able to walk in and sit down across from someone in their own private home. That is an honor that is bestowed upon me that I will never, ever forget. But when you talk, it's about issues about the economy. What are we going to do about jobs for our people? Southwestern New Mexico, the mines have closed. 15% of Silver City and surrounding areas are gone. That is a community in need. What can we do? You go to southeastern New Mexico, they too have some issues because of the oil and gas. We need to help and figure what we can do to help and strengthen their economy. The same goes for our northwestern part around Farmington, similar issues. And of course, on the northeastern quadrant of our state, they too have some issues. One of the things that we've been talking about in the legislature, to me, is something I don't want to support and continue working on, is that our prisons are economic development. No. Prisons are not economic development. They are now becoming the repository of our children. A lot of those children we've known through our communities. We're growing those for our children. No. No more. Yay! And when I say no more, that means we have to improve our education system. We have to work with our teachers, but we also have to work with our community, our parents. 54% of our grandparents in the state of New Mexico are raising their grandchildren. That means half of this group, as a grandparent, you're raising your grandchild. We have to outreach and work with our families to include them in the schools, to bring them together. We have a dropout rate that we shouldn't even be at that point. We should not even be there. But things have not changed since I'm a graduate of the public school system from back in the early 80s. Nothing has changed since then. We have to do things differently. These children learn differently than what we did. It's called technology. We need to use the technology and teach our teachers, but also teach our families. It's a united, and we have to work together. And that's what I want to do as Lieutenant Governor. Yeah. We talk about health care. I have worked on health care on the Medicaid committee many times over, and talking about how we do outreach for health care access for our families. We have a program here in New Mexico, State Coverage Initiative. It is a public option. It does complement, and Congress needs to pay attention to what we've done here. But we need to make sure that the funding continues and we continue to outreach and let our families know if you lose your job, there's an opportunity to apply for this coverage. We can make it work. And I do pledge to work on that if I'm elected Lieutenant Governor. My job as a lieutenant governor of the great state of New Mexico will be to create bridges for opportunity. That's my job. I'm not the governor. I will be there to support the governor in making any endeavor that she will be working on. It's about working as a team. And when you talk about change, that is change. And I'll be the first to say it here. I'm not shy, and most of you know I'm not. Two women at the head, we can create change, and we will. Thank you. What I'd just like to say is I hope and that each of you have given us your name, address, email, phone number, because this is the beginning of a wonderful journey as we begin to create bridges for opportunity across the state. That way we can keep you apprised in line, that we know where and what's going on. I would love to be able to do that. This is the first of many. If you want to host a coffee for me at your home, I'll call you. My staff will call you. By the way, none of us are paid. This is all volunteer stuff, too. So my staff, those who are here today, thank you again also. But it's all about working and outreach, working with our communities. I'm not ashamed to answer for what I've done in the legislature, but I would love to go and meet more people. And it's based on those of you who are here, your cousins and such, around the cross of the state. Let me make a phone call. I will be glad to sit down and talk and share what I believe New Mexico can become for this next 4 years. Thank you.